And coming into practice together. Noticing contact points. Feet, bottom, hands, clothing. Feeling body breathing. Noticing sounds coming and going. Remembering whatever your particular intentions are for practice today, what brings you here? Why do you care? Why have you bothered? And letting those intentions guide you as you practice today. We might also ask ourselves, what is it we're practicing? What is it? Maybe the poem I just read provides some hints that our practice is much more than simply living in the present, that it's beyond time, beyond space. It's beyond me or you. As the poet says, I don't want the present, I want reality. And so while we may be anchoring ourselves in a sense of sitting, a sense of breathing, maybe the sounds, choosing an anchor for ourselves, it's simply an anchor that helps us know reality. And one of the fundamentals of reality that gets neglected, or rather pushed aside in our desperate survival mechanisms, is impermanence. And we can realize that when we know impermanence, when we truly, truly know it, the unreliability of all conditioned things is revealed. That's the unsatisfactoriness, the dukkha, unreliability of the body, the thoughts, the emotions, the perceptions, even consciousness. These are all conditioned arisings. So when we know impermanence, unreliability of all conditioned things is revealed. And as we sit in practice, yes, we may be anchored in the body, the breath, or the sounds. What we're doing is we're watching things come and go. And as we watch things come and go, we can't help but notice the conditioned or contingent nature of all things. We can easily see how one cause conditions another, which becomes yet another cause, another condition for something else. We start to really see and know the flow of life. And in knowing the flow of life, we can start to appreciate how this moment can't be other than it is. It can't be other than it is. And when we appreciate that, we give up the fight it should be otherwise, or at least we have a chance of giving up the fight that it could be otherwise. So when we know impermanence through simply noticing things coming and going, we notice conditionality. We notice that and the unreliability, and we let go. We can really let go, as we know there's absolutely nothing to hold on to. So as we practice today, notice that moment of letting go. The mind spins off somewhere, you notice it. You might name it, you let it go, and really notice that moment of letting go, or at least letting be, and how it feels. You might possibly notice a little peace, a little equanimity, even the highest happiness. And the more we let go, the more we understand impermanence and let go, understand all three characteristics and let go, we might possibly also notice that the heart naturally opens into compassion and wisdom. So let's see what happens as we practice. So choosing an anchor, whether it's breath or breath and body as a whole. Maybe it's the sounds. What works for you today? What helps you to be here now? Simply letting the awareness rest there, so that you have this vantage point where you can notice all the comings and goings of the mind and have a chance to know them and let them go and simply be here. If you feel you're really struggling with the practice, you might find it helpful to inquire if there's any hindrance present. Is there sleepy mind or restless mind? Is there wanting mind or aversive mind? Or is there doubt? So any of these aversions can be named, felt through the body. Let them be the object of mindful awareness for a while, until they've had their life moved through. Remembering at this time of day, sleepy mind is common. And sometimes watching it is enough, but oftentimes we have to skillfully respond by opening eyes, raising an arm, standing. And that's true for a few here today. Sleepy mind, take care of it. Remembering hindrances can be gateways when we bring our mindful awareness to them. Gateways to reality. It is the reality that will be happening and to be known and addressed. One of the ways to know if a hindrance is present is to ask, how's the attitude? How's the attitude? See what shows up, what needs to be known. What can be opened to? Another way to check if there's a hindrance is to inquire, how's the feeling tone? How's the feeling tone? If it's neutral, that might be an opening for sleepy mind, wandering mind. Dullness, all part of sleepy mind. And if the feeling tone is unpleasant, that might signify restless, worry mind. And that might possibly signify aversive mind, not wanting mind. And doubt, too, often has an unpleasant feeling tone. And if there's a pleasant feeling tone, maybe we're caught up in wanting mind, imagining some lovely pleasures, plans, chocolate, so we can simply notice and let hindrances be openings to awareness and reality. And notice and appreciate, too, those moments where there are no hindrances. That wide open spaciousness. Now there's a letting go. within whatever anchor you've chosen, really attend to the changing nature of that anchor. The breath, the body sensations, the sounds. Impermanent, moving, moment to moment. When we notice the changing nature of experiences, we can really appreciate how we can't rightly cling to them for a sense of self. This living, breathing body changing moment to moment. It's not solid. It's not mine, it's simply nature flowing. The sounds don't belong to me, simply nature unfolding. You're caught in a bundle of thoughts and emotions. Can you appreciate how they're changing and moving, and how they're arising out of a world of conditions and causes? Oh, yes, of course. Let them move through. They don't define you. They don't limit you. They're not even yours. Really noticing the freedom and ease that happens each time we open and let go to the reality that's simply moving through.